All right. Thank you, Michael. I'll be very brief. I wanted to start by saying, well, I've had the floor a lot the last couple of meetings. So first off, any questions that any of you folks have, I'd be happy to answer. Any questions from the last two meetings, presentations, data, et cetera, that I've sent over to you folks or discussed. Beyond that, I just wanted to let you all know that formally the work for AudioPort 2.0 has begun. So that means in the next 4 or 5 weeks, a major rehaul of the site will happen. Will look differently. We're adding a lot of great features. RIP, as an affiliates director, you'll be happy to know that a lot of the requests, especially the key requests that the affiliates submitted through the survey that Ursula conducted this summer, will be addressed in the AudioPort 2.0. So affiliates should be happy. The sister stations are definitely going to be happy. It's going to automate a lot of the process for folks. So that's great news. Another thing I wanted to just highlight briefly is I have yet to officially crunch the data for August, which will be the last full month of data, web traffic data, before the PMB meeting. I'll have that done before the meeting, and I hope to announce some even bigger news than the previous statistics I was quoting the last couple of meetings, as well as the data, web traffic data email that I sent you folks. Some of the highs that I pointed out there, I think we've exceeded in August, and that would be a big, big milestone if we exceed a particular high. I don't want to say it on the meeting until it happens, and I'm sure, but I'm hoping to announce some great traffic news in August, for August at the PMB meeting. Having said that, are there any questions from the last two meetings for me or from anything I just said?
I do have some questions, Michael. Michael?
Yes, Andrea, go ahead.
Is it possible? Thanks. Pete, I have a few questions, and I don't know if you have this number yet, but I really would like to know the number so far. Do you happen to have this number handy of the donations that have been made online?
Oh, I don't have the exact number. I don't, and I'd be happy to put a ballpark in my not to put a specific to the penny, but a ballpark, meaning round it up to the nearest $100 or something.
Oh, great.
I can put that in my PMB report, which will be publicly available and at Pacifica Foundation. When I send my, which I'm a little late in, when I send my report tomorrow morning, I'll send you guys a copy of it so you all can see it. It'll be in the report.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot. And then I do have a few questions about the task or the duties that you detailed to us. The first ones have to do with the editing responsibilities that you say are part of the work, and including approving or deleting publicly submitted events, and removing or editing threats or attacks or other potentially harmful posts and members. I'm not so sure. I have questions about where those responsibilities lie and how they are determined and how the judgments are made. These are very, very difficult questions, that are difficult for anybody to assess. And they require, I think, not just the subjective opinion of one person or the subjective opinion of one person that's hired, but some kind of understanding and policy on the part of the boards. I'm just worried about the kinds of judgments that can be made. I mean, what one person considers an attack, another person considers publicly necessary criticism. So
yeah.
Those kinds
of... Can I address that?
Please.
I appreciate your concern on that. It's a legitimate concern, but it's something that I think it's difficult for me to, I guess, express fully to a lot of folks in this organization. It's been my experience, at least. Somebody that's managing a web server has, a lot of responsibility, even legal responsibility,
mm-hmm.
And, B, access and privileges to certain information that is just a given. You know, it's just a function of you have to have that so you can do the work. And so people are often confused or concerned when they hear that, oh, well, you have access to this, or you see that, or you can delete this, or you can do that. You know, just to be a system administrator, a webmaster, or whatever title you want to do it, to do the job that I do, I have to have access to certain things. And it's not just at Pacifica. It's if I were doing this in a commercial, private sector, government sector, nonprofit sector, anywhere, this is the nature of the job. So it's not to be of concern, I would say, per se, but if something happens with email, it's sent my way. And that includes if somebody sends something private to the PMB and it bounces as a system administrator, I could see it potentially. So, you know, things like this do happen. In other words, just like you hire your staff on any level, management, CFO, et cetera, taking into account that they're going to see privileged private information and that they ought to be the type of person that would be respectful of that, I've seen a lot of information that's come through via the server because of the nature of my work. It's never appeared on any website or any dialogue or anything like that because that's just, you know, that's just the professionalism of what they bring to the job. But it's a legitimate concern. I don't think governance can solve this, though. I mean, I will say, for example, when I said legal webmasters, people that are technically liable for a site or responsible for a site, have gone to jail because of what other people have posted. So, yes, I am liable, despite what the bylaws say or what how you feel politically, which are legitimate political concerns. Legally, in this country, which is where this organization is, where we're operating, there's a precedence here. So I have to ensure that nothing that could be that could put me in jail is on the website. Bottom line, and beyond that, I have to ensure that people are not being threatened or that being certain respectful. It's just a matter of web etiquette. It's not a matter of political censorship. So I do understand your concerns. You have to understand these parameters.
May I answer? May I, Michael?
Go ahead.
Thanks. That's very important. I understand what you're saying, Pete. I understand. I would like to know. I think everyone should know the extent of your liability or exactly where the liability lies. In certain of these matters, I'm not even talking about your seeing private material, which is another issue. But in certain of these matters, I still feel that. That there should be some understanding of what kinds of decisions you're being required to make. And I appreciate that you have to make some of them immediately. But I think perhaps what would help this situation is if there were a regular report made by you or whoever is doing this kind of decision, because in some of the material you've given us, you're saying that volunteers at each station would be making these decisions. So that perhaps there should be some sort of, monthly or quarterly report of the material that you've had to make decisions about.
Sure.
So that we would understand, because I think it's really necessary for people to understand what kinds of decisions have been, crossing the threshold and what kind of decisions have been made.
Yeah, two things to clarify, though. First, if I may say, this whole argument, in a sense, is really not relevant today because those are tasks that no longer happen. I am no longer maintaining a Pacifica calendar, so that approving, et cetera, is not happening on a national level. The local sister stations do that or they don't. It's up to them. So that's not relevant for me anymore. And the forum, though there are other mechanisms for people to post things, and it does apply in other ways, that reference that you read there is reference to the Pacifica forums, which also doesn't exist, largely because it was overwhelmingly negative, barraged posts and not much constructive posting. So So most of this conversation is not really relevant, but I do want to clear up. You said that somewhere I said that volunteers would be making these decisions. I don't recall saying that or putting that anywhere, so I don't know what that's a reference to.
Well, it's in the thing that you broke out.
I just want to finish. But again, as a paid web staff, I am liable for what's on the website, 100%, whether someone else posts it, whether I'm aware of it, whether it happens when I'm on vacation. And I can go to jail for that, just to repeat. So I take that seriously. It's not a hypothetical. It's really happened. And we're the type of organization that's on the radar for that kind of thing to happen, as in some kind of saboteur. If you look at Pacifica.org, you'll see that there's a Mumia special. There's over 50 comments, and about half of them are negative from former cops, people who are writing all kinds of provocative things.
Right.
So people on all sides of the spectrum, especially that are against us, can put me in a position where I'm liable, and I don't want to be personally. Even if I was restrained by governance, I would make a decision that would keep me out of jail before filing a motion personally. So I don't know what good a motion would do, because I tell you, I'll make that decision based on my professional experience before I would over a motion. No disrespect to your intention, because I do understand it. But you have to come
point of order, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
Is there a time limit on this fascinating discussion?
Yeah, okay. I hear you.
Okay.
May I get on the stack a moment, please?
Go ahead, Lisa.
I just wanted to add this, and certainly, Pete, I respect very much what you're saying, especially with posting and how, in my opinion, some people think posting means and freedom of speech means just posting whatever comes into their head, regardless of how respectful or how offensive it might be. But you bring up a point that I think is interesting. Maybe as we have talks with our council, you know, especially at the in-person PNB meetings, I think it would be good to ask about liability when people post certain things on a website or something like that. So I just think you raise a very, very interesting point with all of this, that it would be good, you know, to remember to, you know, just sometimes, you know, ask counsel about that as we get into the World Wide Web more. That's all I wanted to say.
Michael, I would like to come back to the stack. If other people want to speak first, I understand.
Does anyone else want to speak?
I just had a quick question just for fun. You know, Pete, when you said you're stopping these attack emails, I thought you would be referring to emails that had potential virus attachments or things, but did you actually mean the content of the email? Because I've certainly got some really hateful emails.
No.
You're not doing a good enough job, man. You need to screen that stuff.
I do not read or want to or can physically possibly do that. But I do have filters to screen out spam, which automatically happens, and virus filters, which automatically happens. I don't look at any email. I was referring to posts in the past on the forum and presently these comments that appear after every segment. Pardon me, the alarm. But so as I said, if you go to the Pacifica.org homepage, you'll see on the MIA site 50-odd comments, and I do have to monitor them because a couple of these wacko cops are saying things that I've been tempted to delete for the sake of free speech. I've left their side of the things, but you know, if they cross the line, I'm not going to hesitate to do that. And I'm talking about public folks commenting either on a forum or on the program guide.
It's Vajra. Just to clarify, Pete, could you give us a sense of what the line is?
What the line is?
The line is that they would be crossing, that you'd have to...
Anything illegal? Any threats of violence?
You mean physical threats, like I'm going to come to your house and beat the mess out of you?
Well, not just physical. I mean, all kinds of threats or links to something that I think is inappropriate.
Or pornographic?
Not just pornographic. If it's the site that has...
instructions for making bombs?
Yeah, anything that could be a liability, exactly.
Okay.
So, and obviously, I can't monitor all this. I do the best I can, but it's something that I have there as a task, and it's something in the past I have had to do.
Uh-huh.
Very rarely. I mean, twice in 6 years, just to put it on again. So,
Andrea?
I think all of these remarks are very well taken and very important. I would just suggest what I would suggest and what I would for our knowledge and for our understanding even of what goes on and what we're vulnerable to and what has happened to us, so that we can understand the nature of our place as a foundation in the worldwide discussion. I think the kinds of decisions that you have to make are that others do make it locally if they're not made by you. As in the breakout, that's where that material came from, when you gave the three-column breakout of the people's responsibilities that you're suggesting, that there be a quarterly report to locally and nationally to the kinds of traffic that has had to be monitored and decisions that have had to be made, so that we would all feel comfortable that we're protected properly. And, you know, and if there were ever any questions, you know, they could be addressed.
All right. Any other points to make? Okay, Pete, do you have anything else to report?
No, that's it. Are there any other questions going back for the last couple of weeks? Or is there anything beyond that? Is there anything that you would like to see or read about in particular in the report, since I haven't officially submitted it?
I want to ask how it's going, you know, the digital distribution effort, and whether or not, you know, how are we going to answer to the traffic that visits us coming here?
Those are two separate questions, I would say. How do we answer? Oh, I think the last one first.
Well, it's just that, you know, my thing is, we're getting a button, you know, on Democracy Now. We're going to have hopefully tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of people visiting Pacifica. Are we ready for them? Mm-hmm. Can we serve the public with our website?
Yeah, and again, I'll say that we, if you look at the stats, especially the last 6 months at Pacifica.org, with the new site going live, traffic has really exploded. So even before the Democracy Now! Link happens or the banner appears officially, we are already experiencing an increase in traffic. And you'll see in the report, adding elements to the site that will help us develop and get, you know, leverage this traffic better. But one thing that would be of interest, I don't know how much is a governance issue, but I think it is an organizational issue, and it would be great if, you know, I appreciate the concern from Michael and others, but if this, I guess this level of importance could be conveyed to the other the sister stations, because I think some collaboration is important here. For example, what this banner could mean for us is, it could mean somebody going from democracynow.org maybe two clicks away from going someplace they can donate to Pacifica. And we need to consider as an organization, I don't know, again, if it's a governance issue per se, but it's something we should discuss organizationally. And I think a board interest or pressure could help move this along, is to have a consolidated e-commerce site where we wouldn't be sort of competing with each other online, where we would be consolidating our efforts. So someone can go to democracynow.org, see this banner, go to the Pacifica page, and they'll see all this information about Pacifica, links to our sister stations and our program and streaming, but a prominent link to support Pacifica, to help keep Democracy Now! And other programs online, or the whole, you know, the whole message. And this way, and not just that, to couple with the licensing and distribution efforts, as we put out our MP3s and other audio files, we need to start thinking about a consolidated place to send people, not six different places or seven different places. With Pacifica National and the PRA and the sister stations, it waters down our overall message. So I would like to see an FY08 real discussion about how we can do this. Technically speaking, it would be also of value, because we could consolidate our technical efforts on one site and focus on security on one site, rather than water down our technical human resources, leaving us vulnerable to hacks, which has happened, particularly with our e-commerce sites. I don't want to get into details, but, you know, it's significant for us to think about the marketing value and advantage. We get more bang for our buck, let's say, if we get that one domain out 20 times than if we say seven domains twice each over 20 different messages. it's kind of watered down. And technically speaking, it's safer and more efficient to have one site. So that's one thing I would hope could be a byproduct of this banner at democracynow.org. We start to feel and take this issue more seriously. The concern always is, how do we do, what do we do with the money? And, you know, I think it's on us to be creative collectively as to how we can deal with the money issue. But I would argue, if we suddenly increase our overall online revenues as a network by 250,000 or by 100,000, that would be a good argument to have, how to, you know, spread 500,000, or I mean 250,000 or 100,000. That's a good argument to have, rather than we don't have any e-commerce revenues. I would recommend, for example, that a formula could be created where we can clearly indicate at this, you know, Central Pacifica e-commerce site, where for every dollar you donate, you call it a Pacifica dollar, this is how your money is spent. A lot of nonprofits do this, where they show the donor what percentage goes to administrative, what percentage goes to specific projects, et cetera. We could do something similar and say, for every dollar you give us, you're supporting these five stations, the archives, distribution of Democracy Now! And other, et cetera. We can break it down somehow and then distribute the money in reality the way that our business offices and finance folks can figure out, a percentage, a formula to do that. So anyway.
Yeah. I'm going to try
to... This is Barger. I'm going to have to say goodnight.
Okay. All right. Good night, Barger.
Good night, Barger.
Good night. Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, guys, same here. Alonso Rivera is also signing out.
Thank you, Alfonso. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I don't know if I went overboard with information, but that's one thing. I'll be writing this and more in my report about the button and other things.
Yeah, I'm aware that it's a pretty large question. I would just encourage the committee. I guess I should take my own lead here, but we should probably have a strategic approach to handling the traffic. And I would like to see the plan which answers the maybe you already have this plan, but which would answer to the stages we're pursuing as we try to serve the public with our digital distribution. And I'm thinking more in terms of programming, and you're thinking in terms of e-commerce, and we need to think in both terms, I'm sure. So let's not get into that, and it's just that's not tonight's meeting. So.
Okay. Can I just ask one quick question?
Go ahead.
Pete, I just want to, when you say, if I understand you correctly, to have like a central consolidated place for the e-commerce aspect of it. So so that would, because most people that I talk to is like Pacifica is something different from WBAI, and I'm sure maybe the other sister stations that have that too, but they will know WBAI. So let's say, for example, they're on the WBAI website and they say, oh my gosh, I want this wonderful, fabulous download or whatever, and I'm going to click on this. Would that mean, if according to what you're saying, when they click on it, that it would automatically go to the consolidated site? Is that how you envision that?
There's several ways to do it. You know, technically, there are various areas where you can kind of draw the line, so to speak. The way I'm seeing it from a technician, that's the way I would want to do it, particularly after, in the last 5 years, the level of attacks, crack and hack attacks that happen daily on our servers is really unusually high, and it makes me nervous, you know, and so I would rather have one site for all that e-commerce, but perhaps the sister stations I would encourage to have their own independent mailing lists and do email campaigns, and they can do various fundraisers as well there, but really the argument for me is that more money can be raised collectively, so WBI will do better at the end of every drive with a collective site than just having WBI.org with their premiums. All those premiums could be there and then some. But.
No, I agree. But what I was saying, let's say they're just on the, I was just asking as part, because I just know a lot of people will, like, they, when I talk to people and I'm like, I say WBAI, they're like, oh, and if I say Pacifica, they're like, okay, what's that? So, So then 9 times out of 10, I would say they'll probably go to the WBAI website. But what I was just, in terms of what you said, a consolidated site, because I don't think it's necessarily something different. They could say, okay, I want this download something from WBAI, and they would click on that, which would which could take them to the consolidated site. So I was wondering if you meant, you know, something like that. So it could still, the link they click on could still be taken in to another where they want to get that. And what they want to get from WBAI could be on the consolidated site.
Correct.
You see what I'm saying?
Correct.
Okay. So, that's what I'm asking. Okay.
Thanks.
Right. Is there any other business?
Is there an Arbitrons update? Oh, sorry, Michael, Andrea, could I ask?
Go ahead, Andrea.
Is there an Arbitrons update?
I wouldn't be the person to know that.
You don't know that. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I thought he was asking if there was either in business. Is that John's purview?
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Is John here?
Yeah, I'm here. What was the question? I'm sorry.
That's okay. Is there an Arbitrons update?
No, we don't have. At this point, we're still looking into it. You know, the stations there's only one station that's in the time period where they can start installing the equipment, and they haven't done it yet.
Which one is that?
That's WBAI.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to also have to stay tonight, but I'm glad to at least be able to make this call. And I will talk to you and see some of you in Berkeley.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Good night. Thanks.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I think we're tapering off. Does anyone oppose the meeting?
Michael, Andrea, I have one more question.
Go ahead, Andrea.
I'm sorry. This is late, but did you guys get together in L.A., and did anything come of it, the technology committee? We never heard about a report from, I think it was Ali Alexa who suggested you all meet in L.A.
I did not see Ali, and I was mindful of looking for him. I don't know. I did not see him.
Okay, thank you.
Well, the next meeting is October the 17th, and I will send out the two motions that the committee passed, and I will be offering them to the DNB. I'll be putting them in the report, and I don't know if anybody has anything else you want me to add.
Michael, I think Lonnie was supposed to send us an email in response to our budget discussion,
yeah.
And we never received anything from him, did we?
No. No, I got something from Greg.
Right.
I actually could send that out. Does the committee want to see my response?
I thought, didn't you send that to us?
Maybe I did.
I mean, I would ask for Lonnie's response at the meeting. I would ask her, you know.
I tell you what happened is, I've been communicating with LaVarne and David and Adelson and both of them are sympathetic and supportive of the motion, and they're as frustrated with the budget as anyone. And you know, I just haven't heard anything back from anybody but Greg, who basically described the situation of kind of a power struggle for the allocations of money.
Hmm.
Did you see that one from Greg?
No. If you could send that out,
Does anybody have an objection to me sending it out to the? He didn't really say it was confidential, and he's stepping down. So even if it blows up, what harm can it do? He's just saying that there's a power struggle. The CFO, and I guess we're streaming or whatever, but you know, it's not a secret. The CFO and the ED's responsibilities with regards to the budget and how things get done could be smoother.
Yeah.
That's the struggle that's going on with regards to getting more money for the technology needs of Pacifica.
Point of information, Rip Robbins here.
All right, Rip.
I just want to note that Dave Adelson did make an attempt to bring up the technology committee resolution at the finance committee tonight, but due to the extensive station discussions, they finally moved that topic along with the affiliates task force resolution that I'm involved with aren't going to be discussed until next Wednesday night, literally a day or two before the board meeting, and actually I think at a time that really pushes it to the last minute. I'd say that Lonnie basically pushed the national budget discussion to next week. And so anyway, Dave Adelson did try to bring that up tonight.
Thank you.
This is Bill.
Okay, Bill.
Do we want to contact each of our other PNB members at each of our stations and encourage them to support it before that meeting?
Well, what I know already is that, Rip Robbins here. I just thought I'd
go ahead, Rip.
That my suggestion is that it's, that this is the opportune time. Otherwise, it has to go through finance anyway. However, because we're not on that call, we may need to kind of fight for it at the board meetings. If I remember how it worked last year, there were adjustments made at the in-person meeting. So it's a matter then of getting a floor vote. Generally in public session where everyone's on the spot, and everybody hates the politicizing that's based on. It's based on bringing up something that no one can vote against, even though they may have some views that's not the appropriate time or place. In fact, when it happened last year is when the board passed the motion that all motions that had a cost associated would have to go through Finance Committee first. It may be a smart motion, but it was a retaliation motion because there were a few motions made that required some spending, and they were made in public. People couldn't vote against them. It had to do with the archives is the one I remember the most. And later, board members were furious because they didn't really go for it, but they could not vote against the archives in public session. Well, this may be a similar type of situation, and it's unfortunate you have to force the issue in a public setting, but if we're not going to get support from the CFO and members of the Finance Committee are unsure of what is happening because of the fiscal problems facing several stations, that they may, in fact, vote against this resolution or postpone it indefinitely or whatever, kills it. So that's what we're facing in this next week with regard to this motion. And I have to say I have one from the affiliate task force in the same boat.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Yeah, I kind of have a different perspective that I'd like to ask you to consider in preparing your report. I think that technology is a strategic area like programming where if the PNB in the network were serious, we could be considering how to invest in technology and programming to grow our audience and expand the people that are listening to us so that we can, using our current model, develop more revenue to be the network that we should be. And I don't want to look at the issue in terms of a power struggle between the ED and the CFO. I think the issue is that for years and years and years, we've not invested any money in our programming and our technology because we have no goals for growth. And I think that what's being argued right now, all the energy is going into attempts to say that the status quo at the local stations who are either losing audience or losing their ability to increase their revenues with the strategies that they've employed for the last 20 years. So I think the concern in the organization should be when will we start investing in the things that we can control, i.e. programming and technology, that have the capacity to bring Pacifica, programming to wider audiences that open us up to the ability to earn more money. And what happens year after year after year is all the energy goes into maintaining the status quo at the local stations that are not doing things that increase audience or increase revenues.
Yeah, that's smart.
This is John.
Go ahead, John.
I absolutely agree with Rob. I think that we need to look at all of these things. And some of these matters that we have to address them. We have to figure out ways so that we can, you know, for stations that don't have the technology, the experience, the infrastructure in place, that really has to be looked at very seriously in this next year.
Bill,
it's hard for me to put this in a report because, you know, we need committee approval, but I'm listening. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I agree, too. I think this is important, and you know, I think it's a strategic issue for Pacifica, and I don't know if, you know, some people may feel, well, they just think it's we're spending money on something with no benefit. But I think my suggestion is that we talk to our other representatives on the Finance Committee and on the P&B who are not on this committee before next Wednesday, and just talk to them about this motion. Make sure they understand why we feel it's in the best interest of Pacifica. I mean, it's an investment in our future. It's what we need. So we should be thinking about the what we're going to get out of it, not the fact that we might have to spend a little money.
All right. I don't see where. How do I put this in my report, or do I just keep it kind of like something verbal?
Has your report been? Andrea, may I ask a question?
Go ahead, Andrea.
Has your report? You haven't sent us a draft of your report, have you?
I was just going to take the two motions to, the August motion to support the budget and the motion to hire a person to stream.
Mm-hmm.
Give the motions as our report.
How about for your report, Bill, again?
Go ahead, Bill.
Just say we're concerned that the Finance Committee may not have time to deal with this before the PNB meeting, and we want to stress the importance of it, why it needs to be included in this year's budget. Something to get their attention before next week.
Well, the report actually goes in a folder for the meeting, so this report won't really get anybody until Berkeley.
Okay.
I thought you folks will get a mailed copy prior to that, no? The PNB members.
Yeah. I guess they do send out e-copies.
Well, I guess we just individually need to talk to the other folks on the Finance Committee and the PNB who are not on this committee before next week.
Yeah, I would talking to your directors and telling them, you know, that it's time to get off the dime would be a really wise thing to do if all the directors said, you know, look, this is going to make money, and we have to do it anyway, and it's pennies on the dollar compared to some of the other expenses we incur. Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Rip, Rob already said, Rip, do you feel that Rob's perspective is incompatible with yours or different from yours, or?
No, I think that he has a good perception of how it works when it really happens. What I was kind of talking to is some of how it could fall down in the worst case in some real mechanical situation where there's a lineup on different sides. But what Rob's pointing out is if there's been a lot of buy-in to the technology investment. And so if it's presented that, you know, we can't postpone this for waiting for another year, whenever a year is going to come along with good times before we can spend money, that it's absolutely critical to the survival of the stations, that a big package be looked at. I mean, one of our resolutions is just for unemployment of somebody to do some streaming. But what we're, in a bigger picture, we're talking about freeing up technology experts to work on these initiatives that we've all been talking about for a couple of years. Well, anyway, the short answer is, yeah, I think that his approach is how it needs to be presented in order to succeed. And all I was doing was pointing out what could be the lowest common denominator of events we would want to avoid. So, yeah, I think Rob has a good strategy. I think he's been promoting these kind of ideas for a while, and it's been slow for the board as a whole to focus on it. And I think there is some will among a number of members at this meeting to try to move on that. We're distracted by other things, personnel and, you know, the ED thing. So hopefully we'll be able to get to this, and I think that's the way to get a big buy-in from the board to say, yeah, we want to invest in technology because it's going to help the foundation.
Let me give you, an example on how this issue arises, say, from the programming committee. One of the things that I think most of us see at the local station level is that our ability to produce news and information programming and our ability to produce documentaries and specials and other really produced programs at the local level is eroding. In some cases, it almost may not exist at the local stations. We know for a fact, one of the things that I'm doing with the digital distribution issue is talking to grantors about investing in Pacifica. And what they're interested in investing in a radio network for, obviously, is because you're going to be programming something. So you can talk to them about your infrastructure a little bit, but ultimately they're interested in you doing programming. I think that there's a lot of money out there for Pacifica to get foundations and other grantors to fund program development that will not only enable us to improve our human resource infrastructure within the local stations, but it will help us develop program offerings that will attract larger audiences. The difficulty is that if we do this, some of the local stations simply won't put them on the air. So from a program perspective, you know that you're losing the internal capacity that affects your ability to increase your revenues and increase your audience. You know people are willing to help you, but the difficulty of accepting that help is that then you may not be able to get the people that need the help to do the things that it takes to get access to that money. And the same thing is true with technology. I think that technology is something which we can apply to reaching out to larger audiences, but both at the network and at the local station levels, we have to look at how that's being used. Are the local stations doing things to reach larger audiences? And what I see has happened year after year after year at Pacifica is that the local stations do not want to adopt any growth. They don't want responsibility to growth because they want to keep the program schedules exactly the same way that they are. And we know that as a network, that strategy is failing. So what I'm suggesting to Michael and what I'm suggesting to Rip is that like the program committee and others, I think it's time for the PNB to say, we can't wait for the local stations to wake up and realize that the FM paradigm has been changed and we're not going to go back in that direction. We have to do something as a network that's going to give us the ability to survive and sustain ourselves. And a fundamental part of that is we have to adopt a technology and a programmatic thrust that enables us to grow. And it seems to me that that's what we can't get to. I realize that there are differences of opinion between different local station general managers and between Lonnie and Greg and this, about this, that, and the other thing. But as a network, it seems to me that the fundamental problem is that because we can't accept the necessity of growing and because we can't make decisions as a network, that we're not doing the things that we know will help us succeed. Does that make any sense? I'm sorry to ramble on about that.
Yeah, I've been taking notes. Hopefully, I got a little paragraph at the end that, you know, I'll send out with report that says that.
So, I think we could go to Lonnie and say, Lonnie, there are lots of ways that we can generate revenue working different. Some of us may have to, rather than spending all of our time on meetings like this, we may have to get involved with working on Lonnie and on doing grant applications and stuff like that. but I think that's going to help. But then we also have to rearray how we operate as a network so that that programming gets out there. I mean, there are lots of, you know, there's lots of wonderful stuff on Informativo Pacifica that people in our signal areas don't hear. There's lots of things from the Pacifica Radio Archives that I think people would go nuts about. I personally think that we could take archival programming and run it 24 hours a day. You know, we've got something like 50,000 reels of tape in the archives, but my sense is that we could put on 24-hour archive stream, and after 6 months, we're likely to have tens of thousands of people listening to that, you know, listening to how history was made in the 50s and the 60s from the perspective of KPFA and KPFK and then WBAI and KPFT. But we can't make the decisions that are going to enable those things to occur. And similarly, in technology, John's spending 60 hours a month, and probably it's really more than that, recording governance meetings. You know, we're basically preventing ourselves from being successful because we're misusing, you know, the few resources that we have.
Exactly. Okay. Are there any other comments or questions? I think this is the ongoing struggle. Our own little jihad. So, we've been on the phone for 2.5 hours. Here. I think it's maybe time to adjourn.
One quick question. Is somebody going to check on the access code for the next meeting?
I'm going to put it down as tonight's access.
I think that access code, we shouldn't mention what it is because we're still on the stream, but I think that access code is actually the convener's access code rather than the participant's access code. So I think we're going to need to get that one also.
All right. Well, I will look for the access code, proper access code.
Mm-hmm.
Which is on October
17th. One last thing also, Michael, if you want to reference in your report with regards to the motion, the Internet motion, I spell out in my report pretty clearly what my intention is with the modest increase that I'm asking for in terms of consultants and continuing the system administrator, so an additional other thing. So you can reference that.
Can I? I was going to put your Excel report into the link it to the report.
The only thing is that those packets tend to float around into the public hands as well. So if you feel that it's appropriate to put the proposal, I don't want to be seen as insubordinate to management, and also there's the salary information that's there as well. So,
let's not do that. So what did you want me to put in the report?
If you're concerned about any supporting information as to what will happen with this request that we're, this modest increase we're asking for, I flesh that out in my report so you can ask folks who are interested to reference the Internet report.
Oh, the report you'll be giving the board in Berkeley.
The written report that's part of the packet. I'm giving a written report as well. So.
No, you and I need to team up out there, and you know, we need to sort of make this stick.
Sure.
We really need to try to get the B&B's attention on this. I think Dave sees what we're doing, and he did ask me. In a P&B telephone conference 2 sessions ago, if the technology committee had something to put forward, it wasn't the time to do it. I was kind of surprised that he called on us, but I think we're going to get in there. It's time. We have to hire.
That's very good.
And I mean, that's a pretty big item. have to adopt the budget, so there's a little bit of priority over this. But I would think that this is pretty critical for the work.
Yeah, but Michael, we are going to go through a fire drill, hiring another ED. And then the people that are going to be all over the ED immediately are going to be the general managers and all of the local station crises and you know, legal contretemps are going to overwhelm the ED and all of this stuff about strategic, you know, measures that are going to help carry us forward are going to get pushed into the background again. So I think we have to team up with everybody that we can, whether it's other committees like the Finance Committee or the Programming Committee, as well as the executives that are still there, to say we have to stop, you know, we have to stop doing the things that are not helping us grow and do the things that are going to help us grow.
Yeah, amen. I mean, this network needs to set priorities.
Okay, do we have a time check so that I'm not near a clock?
It's 10 o'clock in Houston, 11 o'clock out there in sunny D.C.
Do you make your report orally as well as in the packet, Michael?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. If I just may say one last thing, I can't resist. I have to say I agree with both what Rip is saying and what Rob is saying, but particularly with what Rob just said at last, I agree with it's been made very clear in my 6 years as staff over and over again in both management meetings, in public PMB meetings, and other venues, that the CFO and those that make the budget say repeatedly that they take their priorities from the board committees. And this has been literally, as I've said in the past, the first tech committee that's been functioning. So this is a unique and first-time opportunity for the tech committee to articulate these priorities. I think it is the board's role and not the ED who, as Rob said, will be in that scenario. But and this is the first time, though, so despite our financial situation, and the last thing is I submitted to the IPNB a plan that was approved by the IPNB and that the ED at the time approved. But there was no tech committee to ensure that the funding was made available, and that plan was never funded. And so it's not just a matter of plan or having the ED on board. It's really about ensuring that the board ensures that the resources are there. So I think I want to put that there.
Yeah, it'll take some strategy. That's what I'm hearing.
Can we move to adjournment, Mr. Chair?
Let's get together, you know, in Berkeley and strategize and get smart with this. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Thanks, everyone. Have a great night.
Thank you, everyone.
Good night.
Hey, good night, everybody. Good night.
Thanks a bunch.
Good night.
Michael? Is there any time we could talk tomorrow?
Tomorrow.